I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A corroded pipe elbow appears to be the initial cause of the vapor cloud and explosion that tore through the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery. That's among the findings in a preliminary report on the explosion by the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, or CSB. The report says the steel in a 46-year-old pipe elbow in an alkylation unit was only about 12 thousandths of an inch thick, only about half the thickness of a credit card, and less than 7% of the thickness at which the pipe should have been replaced. But that elbow was not in a location required to be measured for thickness. The report says pressurized propane and toxic hydrofluoric acid were spewing from the pipe at 4 a.m. By 4:02, the vapor cloud ignited, and by 4:22, three explosions ripped through the unit. The CSB says 2,000 pounds of hydrofluoric acid were contained by water spray, but 3,300 pounds were released into the atmosphere. Five workers were treated on site for minor injuries, but the CSB says it's unaware of any other health effects either on or off site. The CSB says it's continuing its investigation, and when it's over, will issue a final report with recommendations. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.